What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Judson Richards and Luke Canales with you on a Friday. And for Spiegel and Holmes today, just a reminder, keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview, Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush and hosted by Matt Spiegel. How about that? Spiegel, man, are you talking about a guy going to get to geek out with Michael Bush? You know what I love about Michael Bush? Lou, a good teachable swing. Like when I put my five-year-old in front of the TV, straightaway stance, nothing fancy with the hand. Like it's not like trying to teach a Matt Shaw's swing, you know? Cubs-Yankees coming up today. Last series before the All-Star break, Lou.
It would be important to win two of three in New York, wouldn't it? Going
yes,
with
it would.
Some momentum and coming off of what winning one of three against the Twins and finally got that offense going. And we didn't even get into the Pete Crow Armstrong conversation yet, which we
and
will. But
I don't
right
know
now,
if
this
we
is top
will,
of
Lou.
Mind. I know this is top of mind, and fans want to talk about the Ryan Poles extension.
Although we'll say this, though, were you checking the standings today? I was looking at the standings. Cubs have a two-game lead over the Brewers.
How did it fall? Out of two. Well, with as well as the Cubs have played this season,
Jason
how is it only
Mizorowski.
Two? Yeah, how
Jacob,
is it only two games?
Jacob Mizorowski. I'm still getting to know the Miz. Is it Jacob or Jason? Guys, anybody? Jacob? I think it's Jacob Mizorowski.
It is Jacob Mizorowski.
Thank you.
It's
for
okay.
Confirming.
Clayton
Thank
Kershaw
you.
Didn't know him either. So.
Yeah. And Clayton and I have seen a similar amount of baseball. But yeah, I mean, the Brewers, they've been rolling. They've won four in a row. And as you mentioned, it would behoove them to take two out of three because not only do the Brewers are two games within them, but they got the Nationals, who are well under 500. They've just fired their GM and their manager. So, yeah, it could get dicey. The good news is, Lou, we are in July. The other news is we are less than 2 weeks away from the Bears getting started with training camp, and now we've learned that the Bears have signed Ryan Poles to a five-year contract extension. Those on the beat, including yourself, we're not aware of what Ryan Poles had. He had 2 years left on his deal. Five-year contract extension, Lou. I can see you're still digesting this news.
Yeah, but I like it, and I understand it. Now that I have the opportunity to think about it and think about what he went through to get himself to the 15-36 record that is in no way worthy of a new extension, I'm more understanding of why the Bears made this move and why Ben Johnson feels comfortable with Ryan Poles alongside. You know what? Before we get to some of the calls, let me throw some of the players at you that the Bears have acquired under the leadership of Ryan Poles.
Sure.
Kyler Gordon.
Yep.
We're all in agreement that A,
yep.
correct? Contract
yeah.
extension.
That was his first
selection, second round
pick. He did not
pick.
Have a first round pick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jaquan Brisker, same draft. Jury still out, or are we already, because of all the concussions, really not?
You've got to be, but you feel bad when a guy can't play because of his brain.
And because he plays so well when he's healthy
right.
out there, he's so good.
We can't deny the talent that Ryan Poles chose.
Braxton Jones has been a win. I mean, let's
Absolutely.
Be honest here. Braxton
yes.
Jones starting at left tackle, playing well, breaking down the tape, and I know that we all want that all-pro at left tackle to protect your quarterback, but for a fifth-round pick?
Cost-effectiveness. Braxton Jones' contract right now has allowed them to go out and buy an interior line to protect Caleb Williams this year.
Darnell Wright, number 10 pick in the draft. We had one of our callers go after us because he felt that polls, this was his way to get away from having to draft Jalen Carter, being able to trade down a spot and select Darnell Wright,
right,
who has played good football.
Yes.
Has he played football worthy of a top 10 pick so far?
No, but I will tell you this. The offensive line is a position that performs a lot better when those around them are better.
Bingo.
So do I think that Darnell Wright is going to be better this year? Absolutely. Do I think that Braxton Jones, once he gets back on the field, will be better because he's next to a guy named Joe Tooney? Absolutely, I do.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy.
Jervon Dexter. Off to a terrific start last season. Had 4 sacks in the first 5 games. And then tapered off when Andrew Billings went down. And then got injured himself, and I think he missed the last 3 or 4 games. The jury is out on Dexter.
Yep.
This is the season. Either it happens or it doesn't happen. Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, he wasn't good in this Washington game that I recall. So that was a bad moment.
And that's what everyone remembers.
Right.
Everyone remembers his aggressiveness and the penalties that he has taken and maybe being a little too anxious out there, a little too aggressive at the position. But again, this is the season that we'll find out if Stevenson was the right pick.
And does that moment happen if the Bears have better coaching?
Caleb Williams. What does Caleb Williams have to do, not this season, but by next year, to make you feel like he was worthy of being the number one pick in the draft?
You know, Lou, I bring that up. I've gone over on the score my predictions or the numbers, the goals that I set for Caleb Williams, because I hit actual numbers. Like, for example, his completion percentage was 62.5%. I'd like to see it at 65%. I'd like to see him take a big jump forward when it comes to the deep ball specifically. But I did not put record-setting numbers, and it doesn't take a lot, in a Bears uniform. You know, I did not put him at 30-plus touchdowns. I did not put him at 4,000-plus yards because I think that Ben Johnson is going to allow Caleb Williams to not be asked to do everything. Last year, you felt a lot like it was Caleb will figure it out on Sundays. This didn't look great at practice, but he'll be able to figure out on Sundays because he was the Heisman Trophy winner and he was the number one overall pick. And so I am not expecting Caleb Williams to be a top 10 quarterback. I'm not expecting him to be a top 5 quarterback, Lou. I'm not looking for Caleb Williams to be the best number 2 quarterback we've ever seen, right? Carson Wentz was great in his second year. Where is he now? Josh Allen was someone who took some more time. I think that Ben Johnson is going to allow Caleb Williams to grow at the position with allowing him somewhat to lead from the back, maybe by week 8, week 9, week 10. We'll see a lot more of what we expect from Caleb Williams. But no, I'm not going to decide will Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams work after these next 17 games.
It will take a little bit of time for Caleb Williams
maybe,
to grasp this offense. But my expectation is that by next season, he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL because he's got the talent there. And now he's got a head coach that can tap into that talent and use what he does best to put Williams in the perfect position. I think that Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson will be a top 10 quarterback next season. Roma Dunze, here's a guy that I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg.
Not even close.
With yet. Because Keenan Allen was a veteran on this team this year. And you understand that veterans demand the football. And he's dealing with a rookie in Caleb Williams. And Keenan Allen was playing on a 1-year contract for $20 million. All right? So he's going into the huddles expecting to get that football. And we saw a number of times Williams look Keenan Allen's way. I always felt that Keenan Allen, while a great talent, in a town that you spent time with in San Diego with the Chargers.
A third-round pick. I watched him. He was spectacular for a third-rounder.
Incredible. Yep. And when the Bears made the deal to get him, I thought it was a great move. But then over time, I just wasn't sure if he was the right fit with DJ Moore, who was the number one, who had 1,300 receiving yards his first season here in Chicago, and with Roma Dunze, who you just see is gushing with talent. I think Adunze has a big year this year. May come at the expense of DJ Moore, which could be another problem, but I think Adunze is going to have a big year.
He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards. We're in for Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday where we thought we were going to hit maybe half a dozen topics, Lou. Instead, we have been focused on one big one, 312-644-6767. Ryan Poles has been given a five-year contract extension. I saw the text line. They're like, if he already had two, and he's through 2029, that means he was given a three-year contract extension, which, okay, but I tend to lean towards Adam Schefter's verbiage on this one. So we're going to go with a five-year contract extension for Ryan Poles. Let's get your reaction. Let's go to Pat with us in Cedar Lake, who wants to react to this news. Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? How you doing?
Doing well, Pat.
I just don't get why any Bears fans would actually say they like it. I mean, you could say you understand it, but I'm just not there. I don't get it. Let's look. So, number one, the Caleb Williams thing. Poles didn't do anything to get Caleb Williams. Let's just start there. He was gifted Caleb Williams by arguably one of the worst trades in the last 25 years in the NFL. And you could put it up there as probably a top five worst trades in the history of the NFL by what the Panthers wanted to give the Bears, which they're still reaping the benefits from that, and they're who knows how many years that set back the Panthers by doing that. Number one,
hold on, Pat. Yeah. Let me ask you. Yeah. You're not going to give Ryan Poles credit for landing Caleb Williams?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not. I gave it more.
How could you not?
Than Poles, because the Panthers had to make that deal. I mean, he had to put it out, the trade out there, sure, but the Panthers are the ones that gave up the farm and then some to give the Bears Caleb Williams. I mean, I put it more on the Panthers making an awful trade than pulling strings to get Caleb Williams.
Thanks for the call. I don't know how I'm good with criticizing someone. I have no problem criticizing someone, but if I'm going to do that, I'm going to also give them credit too. That trade that Ryan Poles made with the Carolina Panthers, if Caleb is a player, if he is a dude, if you include DJ Moore and all the other picks that went along with it, including another top 10 pick that led to Rome Odunze, I mean, Pat, we got to give him credit. If Caleb is a player, that will go down as arguably the best trade in NFL history. If Caleb goes on to either win a Super Bowl, wear a gold jacket one day, which I know that may be a Hail Mary on my part, but if he does either of those things, Lou, we have got to give him credit for the trade he made with the Carolina Panthers. That trade, Lou, I think gave them Ben Johnson. You may not believe in Ben Johnson. I do. He's not here without Caleb Williams.
Well, exactly. That's why he's here. He wants to take Caleb Williams to the next level. And let's look back again at what that trade was. The first overall pick in 2023 goes to Carolina. And in exchange, the Bears get, all right, the Panthers' 2023 first and second round picks, their 24 first round pick, their 25 second round pick, and DJ Moore. And I remember being in a bar when that trade went down, and I was most excited about the DJ Moore pickup because we've seen enough bad wide receivers in this town where I said, holy smokes, the Bears finally got themselves a number one pick, a number one wide receiver. Listen, you got to give the guy credit. He's the guy that pulled off the deal. How can you criticize him for it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, and he is Luke Canales, Judson Richards, along with you on a Friday. And for Spiegel and Holmes, we got Cubs baseball. Cubs and the Yankees begin a three-game series beginning at 5:30 tonight here on The Score. Zach Zabin will take over. I don't know about you, Lou. You just traveled to Spain. I know that you've been dialing in on all your Bears coverage. Have you been watching much film on the Detroit Lions offense? Are you like me where...
Well, I've been watching it for the last couple of years.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. But I mean recently, like, I will go to YouTube. I don't care what your credentials are. I don't care if you've coached. I don't care if you've played. If you're giving me something interesting of what Ben Johnson has done over the last 3 years leading the Detroit Lions to 33 points a game, then I want to watch it. And you know what I continue to get? The creativity of how Ben Johnson used Amon-Ra St. Brown. Right? Because St. Brown was a guy that he obviously said, I will do anything and everything that you want. So he will, Ben Johnson would line him out wide. He would put him in the slot. He would ask him to be a running back. He would ask him to be a blocking running back as well. And Amon-Ra St. Brown would do whatever he was asked. And it's why he's been so great. Whose skill set reminds you a little bit of Amon-Ra St. Brown on the Bears?
Luther Burden.
Or DJ
Moore.
Or DJ Moore.
Or DJ Moore. Yeah, so, I mean, I think DJ Moore, even though he's got the money. And remember, DJ Moore has the contract right now. But
DJ Moore still got some dog in him, too.
Yeah, he still has to prove himself.
But my
point
is,
new head coach.
That Carolina Panthers trade not only got you Caleb Williams, but if that potentially is your Amon-Ra St. Brown to make this thing tick, then that is another move that Ryan Poles made in that Panthers trade to help set this team up for success.
I think the expectation is that he will turn into Detroit's version of Amon-Ra St. Brown. And he's going to be given the opportunity here to be the number one. My concern with DJ Moore, and we saw his body language last year during those struggles, and it yep. was not good.
It wasn't.
It was not representative of what you would expect from a leader on this team, from a captain. It better change. And Ben Johnson has referenced it so far about body language, whether it's DJ Moore's body language, Jalen Johnson's body language, as Cassie told us, or Caleb Williams'
yep.
body language as well. It all has to change. And something you and I talked about in the pre-show meeting that I strongly believe in. What I love about Ben Johnson is he's come to this team. He has no ties to anyone. And I'm specifically talking about his players. Mm-hmm. He wasn't here when this team drafted Caleb Williams. He wasn't here when the team made the deal for DJ Moore. So we will find out if DJ Moore is his type of guy.
Yep.
If Caleb Williams can develop into his type of quarterback. And if they aren't, if he's not his type of guy or his type of quarterback, Ben Johnson can make a move and not have to ask anyone for permission. He will go make the move because he's leading that roster right now. Ryan Poles delivered it. Now it's Johnson's job to go out and win with it. And if he doesn't win with it, he'll make the move to find guys that he can win with.
I think Ben Johnson really needs DJ Moore to be great. If they're going to be great this first year, right? I think he does.
I think they've loaded themselves up at wide receiver. Now, we haven't
seen
any... You
certainly challenged Luther Burden in that press conference.
We haven't seen Luther Burden on the football field. Get out there.
Yeah. By the way, you said he's not tied to anybody. They are now tied to one guy, at least when it comes to a contract extension. Reaction to the news, Ryan Poles given a 5-year contract extension. So now through 2029, Ryan Poles has a contract with the Chicago Bears.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.